I won't visit Dogland and run with the Powerpuffs. Got to love their style and how they never, ever, ever give up.
Hello and welcome to episode 24 of season 2 of The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland. By the way, this is our last episode of season 2, so listen to every single one after this. So important. Okay,
This is it.
Yeah, this is the end.
Yeah, ooh, I'm excited for this thrilling conclusion.
You may remember when our story left off, the Power Dog had finally faced the Namer, who could not overpower Power Dog. Power Dog had broken the enchantments while floating in the air of the dragon world called Draconis, as he said, "You don't understand hope, and you don't know power. Hope is not a feeling. Hope is a way of life. It's the way of the dogs. You don't know true power. Power isn't a pizza to be cut into pieces and then never shared. Power isn't something to be taken and then held over or away from others. True power is to be built within and grown and shared. My true power was built inside of me and strengthened for me by my family and my community. You can have no power over me. Because I only accept power from within, power with others, and power to others." The Namer opened his mouth wide, but Power Dog held up a paw bean and silenced him with a shush. It was then the Power Dog realized that he was not only floating, but he was glowing like the orbs of Time Yin. Light was shining right out of his eyes even. And as the Namer reached for Power Dog anyway, Power Dog fixed his glowing eyes on the dragon and said, "And now you know, Fred." And it was in speaking the Namer's true name, just as speaking Roger the Golden Cat's true name, that all of this naughty magic was stopped. And so it was that Fred shrank down into what turned out to be his true form, a sky puppy. And within mere moments of these events, thousands of bats, all members of the Obliterati, the fierce protectors of their planets and skies, appeared on Draconis to remand Fred into custody and to also find out why the dragons of Draconis had come to follow this trickster. Not long after these events, on a college moon floating just above Dogland's capital city, Lictopolis, surrounded by beautiful, well-tended gardens and shade trees, Power Dog landed right on his backside, hard, with a thud. He laughed a hearty laugh and was joined in laughter by his co-teachers, Bearchop, Tuffy, and a now bright-eyed and bushy-tailed Fennec Fox Dog, proudly wearing an amulet with a cat's paw symbol on it. "All right, see what I mean? It's really not that easy to land a move you've hardly ever tried before," Power Dog said loudly to the ring of onlookers, mostly dogs, but also a very proud bunny and a handful of fierce young dragons of varying colors and features that had never even tried dancing before and were so thrilled to be in the Dogland Summer Dance Camp. "Don't worry," Power Dog continued, "you will get the hang of it eventually. You gotta just keep on keeping on and don't forget, practice makes progress. Now, let's all take 5 before the next round." As Power Dog joined his friends, they were greeted by a very noticeably cheerful Bernie Sandals. who had been making his way across the grounds and was carrying a very large knapsack. It was just overflowing with rolls of papers. "President Sandals, you're back!"
"That's right, pals. It's busy, busy, busy all over the Dogmos and the universe, but all is well."
Lupo stepped forward and replied, "It's busy here on Dogland too, but all is also well. I am glad you are back in time for the new leader of Meowie's party."
Bernie grinned. "Oh, Lupo, I wouldn't miss it. I'm so happy to see our friend Adrian become the mayor. A kind and wise scientist, what could be better?"
Lupo smiled and nodded. "What are those rolls of papers, Mr. President? Are they maps?" asked Power Dog.
Bernie grinned from floppy ear to floppy ear, pulled a roll out from the knapsack, and beckoned to everyone to help him unroll it and lay it out flat. "These are the plans, and I also have the sounds in my bag to help us design and build our own Disco Bounce Nasium. Briscoe and his friend Mary helped me track down everything we'd need to build it right here at the College of the Dog Arts, right next to our newish Lava Rocks gym."
"Whoa, this is pawsome. It's a dance hall and a bouncy house gym combined," said Bear Chop.
Everyone nodded in agreement.
"Was it hard to find Briscoe?" asked Power Dog.
"Welp, I gotta tell you, Briscoe was busy. He and his crone Brigine had tracked down and detained Ruby Wings and Violet Tail, the dragons you may remember that seemed to be most closely following Fred. They actually had no idea they were wearing overdue sound gems, but it turns out they were also under quite a spell. They ended up helping the crone Brigine find all of the sound gems that had fallen off of Fred when he returned to his true form. And the crone Brigine gave them a pass after seeing that they only wanted to help and restore Draconis to the peace-loving and free dragon world it had once been. It turns out the Ruby Wings and Violet Tail had actually been members of the Draco Volens when they were young, and they were eager to reconnect with the dragons of other worlds, including our own dragons here on Dogland."
Power Dog nodded and took all of this in. He looked across the field to see Vulcanian, Thunderlight, Ore, and Elementar practicing dance moves, laughing and glittering in the sunshine. He wondered briefly what kind of fun Marine was having, down by the islands with Taffy, Seely, Baba, Buttaba, and the rest of the seafaring dogs. It was amazing having the Draco Valens as guests, and to hear of their work with the Obliterati and the Sky Dragons of Dogland. Power Dog agreed to walk along with Bernie to his official business dogocopter to see him off. After all, Bernie was a busy, busy president of an entire world.
"And Fred and the cats are in time yin?" asked Power Dog.
Bernie nodded slowly and replied, "Well, the Obliterati brought Fred to time yin, yes. And as you know, the Draco Valens rounded up the cats. But whether or not they are all still in time yin is a Nunya situation."
"Oh?" said Power Dog.
"Yes, time yin is private, and it's about giving souls what they need. Whether Fred and those cats get what they need or not is none of our business."
"Oh," said Power Dog. He felt a little nervous about this, not wanting Fred and the cats to be on the loose in the galaxy, especially if they still wanted to cast spells and play tricks on anyone. But he also trusted the president and Madame Kate.
"Mr. President, something you said that really turned out to be true for at least one friend of mine was that everyone is trying their best, even if it doesn't seem like it. Do you really believe that, even for the likes of Fred and the cats of Meowie, too?"
Bernie smiled. He paused for a bit and then nodded his head just once.
"Yep, everyone is trying their best. You just never know what they had to work with, recover from, unlearn, or overcome before we met them, Power Dog. This is a hard one, and I've had to rumble with it many times. It doesn't mean Fred, and really especially those cats, don't owe us an apology, and it doesn't mean we don't hold them accountable, which is why they were taken to time yin for starters. There are always consequences for our choices, but at the end of the day, all dogs, all sky puppies, all cats, all beings are absolutely trying their best.
Ah, thought Power Dog. Maybe this is another way the universe is on our side. Maybe knowing this will help my powers of noticing. The next afternoon, the dogs had flown down to and ridden boats out to a platform at sea, not far from the island of Meowee.
And I christen thee the new Meowee and Hawoofie Dance Party and Events Ocean Amphitheater,
said a fennec fox dog with kind eyes as they broke open a fresh Meowee coconut and passed it around to the crowd of onlookers. Small golden fennec boats, sailboats, rafts, canoes, and stealthy little dog kayaks dotted the calm ocean surrounding the platform, while sea dogs bobbed up and down in the waves just off the shores. Fluffy cloud dragons floated and smiled high above and kept watch as the Abba family bobbed around in the waves from a great and shy distance.
And now we officially recognize you, our fairly elected mayor of Meowee, Adrian, as our leader and friend,
said Condro, as they handed the kind-eyed fennec a notebook and a set of golden keys. Adrian smiled and bowed the graceful bow of the fennecs as the crowd cheered.
Thank you, Condro, my trusted advisor.
Then Adrian beckoned to the quiet and small golden cat on the stage and said,
And please, everyone, give a warm but gentle welcome to our new ambassador of cats, Roger Digby Cheese Caesar.
Roger bowed gently, and the crowd applauded gently as well.
Cats will no longer live in secret here or anywhere on Dogland, and we will all work together as friends.
Bernie Sandals was on the stage smiling and clapping, but was only there to lend his silent support, so his eyebrows shot up in surprise when Condro leaned back into the mic and said,
And President Sandals, we have a surprise for you.
As a team of muscly farmer dogs wheeled out a cart covered in a blanket. It was Power Dog that got to yank the blanket off the cart and reveal the surprise. It was a brand new, gleaming, and perfectly working Flinger Slinger 5000 automatic ball tossing machine. Bernie laughed a hearty, joyful laugh. And hollered, Load it up, pups, let's play ball! And the party was off to a wild and fun time, just like that. Power Dog was beaming with joy to see how much had changed since the scary dragon ball around Meowee had burst. But he was also thrilled that the event was being catered by none other than Intergalactic Pizza Party. Any dog that wanted to be there was, and any flavor of pizza desired was there as well. Power Dog and Tuffy's eyes boggled a bit in their sockets as they beheld the massive pizza buffet. Would they try out some of the new flavors they'd learned about from the dragons? Like leafy greens with insects and lava dust? Or flavors the cats prefer? Flavors like tuna fish and warm milk? Would they try Mary Farfisa's famous sugar cookie pie dessert pizza? Sure they would. But first, they'd join their parents and siblings and cousins and friends on a picnic blanket with their longtime favorite slices, a caramel, mushroom, and wet dirt flavor combo for Tuffy, and a sweet and meaty flavor combo of vanilla strawberry birthday cake with hot dogs cut up and mixed up inside of it for Power Dog. After all, some things don't need to change at all. The end for now.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for listening to season 2 of The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland.
Ow!
Adventures of Power Dog and Dogland!
Thank you, listeners. If you liked what you heard, you can see more content at our website, PowerDogAdventures.com. There you can sign up for our infrequently emailed newsletter and also submit any good dog jokes. And we'll be forever grateful if you feel like telling your friends about the show, too. If you are looking for more great shows, then please check out the other members of Kids Listen, a grassroots organization dedicated to high-quality audio for kids and families. There are well over 100 great shows to find there. Ask your grown-up to check out kidslisten.org to find out more. Special thanks to our creative partner, the inimitable Jason Rourke, who makes these stories sound extra good with his wise counsel, recording, sound design, and even original music. This podcast has been made possible in part by funding provided by the Regional Arts and Culture Council in Portland, Oregon. Thank you, RAC. It has been made even more possible by listeners like you. Thank you so much for your support, and extra big thanks to our Patreon patrons, who get early access to all of our episodes ad-free, as well as goodies and merch and birthday shout-outs at any level of support. We are not joking even a little when we say we could not do this without you. The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland is created in the ancestral lands of the Cowlitz, Multnomah, Cathlamet, Clackamas, Tumwater, Tualatin Kalapuya, Wasco, Molalla, Watlala, Bands of the Chinook, and other indigenous nations and tribes of the first people who made their homes along the rivers here in what is now called Portland, Oregon. And special thanks to our own Granny and Gramps, who helped us write and record our Power Dog theme song that you'll hear at the end of the episode.
Hey, Granny and Gramps, what key did y'all say that's in?
It's in D for Dogland.
Together, all our tails will wag as well.
So come with me to Dogland. We've got special tales to tell. And when we come together, all our tails will wag as well.
Woof, woof!
Howl!
Do you like stories and learning about new places? For this story, we have to travel to Meghalaya. How about being silly?
I don't want your butt germs.
And when something tough happens, maybe with a friend, could you use some advice?
I can do that if I want, because I'm not hurting you. I'm not being mean.
Then check out Story Pillar, a podcast where we tackle sticky situations, hear stories from all over the world, and pick up tips from you, our listeners. More info at storypillar.com.